it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for Tyson frozen chicken nuggets in the air fryer. Of course, if you can't get Tyson, you can do this with any frozen chicken nuggets. And frozen chicken nuggets is the number one recipe I recommend that you do first as a new air fryer user to be able to check the time and temp of your air fryer just to see how it performs compared to the recipe that you're following. We feature this quite a lot in the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook because what we found with different air fryers is that some are slow, some are medium, and some are really fast. So it's really interesting to be able to start by following our chicken nuggets and saying, well, actually, I've got a faster than average air fryer, and I'm glad I checked this with the frozen nuggets, because if I'd gone straight away into steak, I could have ended up with a well-done steak when I was after a medium steak. And I'm sure you'd rather ruin a bag of frozen nuggets over ruining some steak. I know which one I'd rather ruin. So that's why I recommend you always start with nuggets, because then you can test to see how your crispy texture is on the nuggets as well. So to make this recipe, it's as simple as frozen bag of chicken nuggets, Tyson if you can get them, if not, any will do, and some extra virgin olive oil spray. Oh, and I should mention, these frozen nuggets, you could swap frozen nuggets for fish nuggets and vegetarian nuggets because they're a similar shape and size, so it's easy to go from one to the other. And then remove the frozen nuggets from the packaging and place as many into the air fryer that will fit without feeling like, oh, I've just put way too much food in my air fryer. You can get away with stacking nuggets a little bit, but you don't want it full. So I would recommend normally about half a bag, but you can do it in batches. It depends how big your air fryer is, because some of them are a lot bigger than others. And then once you've done that, cook for about 7 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit. And then if you want crispier Tyson nuggets, cook for the last 2 minutes at 200 Celsius, 400 Fahrenheit, plus spray with some extra virgin olive oil, and that can make a big difference if they're not crispy enough to your liking. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter, where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen, and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.